Welcome. We're glad you've chosen to listen to this message from what God is doing at Kingdom Faith Southwest. We pray you will receive the faith you need through hearing God's word.
I'm going to go straight into it and ask you guys a question. Who's ever been to the doctor? I think most of us have. Yeah, well, I think we all have, haven't we? Who's ever had a diagnosis from a doctor and walked away with one of these? Yeah. I think we all have. And to be honest, I think we trust their advice. You want to get better, you go to the doctor, you trust their advice, and you do what they tell you to do, don't you? Well, I'm no doctor, but I would still like to offer you guys a diagnosis and a solution for life and its problems. All right. In the Bible, Jesus was known and is known as the physician or healer. Okay, and I want you to offer to you guys his diagnosis and solution for life. I want to talk to you about a condition of the heart, all right? I'm not talking about the physical heart. I'm talking about the most important part of you, the root of your life. I've suffered with this condition. Many others in this room have suffered with this condition. It's a condition that can be solved. There's a solution to this. There's a big difference, isn't there, a big difference between what might be going on the outside of a person to what might be going on in the inside. You know, outside you might be fine, and inside there might be a really big storm. You might be anxious, worried about stuff, angry, all these things might be happening on the inside and nobody realizing it. But I believe God does. I believe he knows the heart. He knows those people crying themselves to sleep. He knows those who are hurting on the inside, you know, beating themselves up, thinking you're worthless. He sees that and he's moved by that. I'm going to talk about some real emotions. I mean, shame, guilt, and regret. Who's ever felt them in their lives? I think we all have. I know certainly I have. And they're real killjoys. You know, that they affect our lives in a real way, negatively. They're symptoms, I believe, of a much bigger problem. A problem that can be solved, though. We're not designed to carry these things. You know, they're a weight, they bear us down, and we get worried about stuff. We're just not designed to carry and walk with them. So what is this bigger problem? Well, the Bible says, the heart is deceitful above all things. The heart is desperately wicked. Where did Hitler and recently Norway's mass murderer get their wicked ways from? It came from the heart. I believe out of the heart flow the issues of life, you know, and sin. I think we can all acknowledge that we've all done stuff wrong. And all the wrong stuff we've done wrong puts distance between you and God. It separates us from God. There are marital problems. There's relational problems. There's needs for forgiveness, financial challenges. Serious problems, but I believe they can be solved by a change of heart. The truth is, we've all done things wrong. We've all failed. You might say some worse than others. The Bible says this, whoever keeps the whole law yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of all of it. And I've just got an example. I've got a glass here. It is real glass. I won't demonstrate, but if I drop this glass, just imagine for one second, this glass represented God's standard for your life. And he said, to live perfectly, you've got to keep this glass in perfect condition from the day you were born to the day you die. And if I drop this glass from height, and it smashed, it will make quite a bigger mess. That would symbolize something we know is completely wrong, like murder or rape. Those things we know are absolutely wrong. But if I drop this glass from maybe a shorter height and it just chipped or cracked, That's maybe symbolizing, you know, our lies or, you know, our gossiping, our outbursts of anger. I've still broken the glass. There might not be such a bigger mess, you know, and people might not know all about it, but this glass is still broken and I've still failed to meet God's perfect standard. Is your heart right with God? The Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. It's not all doom and gloom, though. Accept God's diagnosis of your heart, and it will change for better. Your life will completely change for the better. I know it's changed in my life, and it's so many other people here have changed for the better and accepting God's diagnosis. I know probably everyone doesn't have a Bible, but if you do, can you turn to John 8, please? Okay, in verse 3. This is a story about a woman caught in adultery. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. Now what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin." I believe Jesus doesn't point the accusing finger at us. The accusing finger is actually religion and the guilt of sin. Just like those Pharisees who pointed the finger at that woman, accusing her of what she did wrong, Jesus does the complete opposite. And he loves us by dying on the cross for us. He demonstrated the greatest love of all. Someone who loves does not condemn. Following this story, we're not always aware of the consequences of our actions. And, you know, like I said, there's gossiping. There's all these other smaller things that we might not realize is happening, and we brush them under the carpet. But in the real world, we're accountable to pay our bills. We're accountable to abide by the law, aren't we? And there's consequences for breaking the law. I've got a little story. Imagine for one second, you're in your car, you just finished work, and you're looking for a car parking space. And you can't find one, all right? And then you drive all the way around the block. And if you live where I live, it can be a bit tricky. But eventually you see the small gap. So you try and maneuver the car in there. And you get out, have a look. You realize you got one wheel on a yellow line. All right. Look at the time, and it's 10 to 6. Right. I'm going to leave it. All right. I'm going to leave it where it is, and I'm going to come back later and see. So you basically have your dinner, come back later, and yes, there's a parking ticket. Oh. And all these thoughts start to come into mind. You're thinking, "Why, hey, that was 10 to 6. It's only one wheel, you know. Why me, you know?" Who's ever said that? And you start getting angry at the parking attendant. But then all of a sudden you begin to calm down and you realize, "By heck, it's a fine of £75. How am I going to pay this?" But all of a sudden, some guy comes along and says, "Hi, I saw you got a parking ticket. I'd like to pay it for you." And in the same way, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. the result of all the wrong stuff we've done wrong is eternal separation from God in a place called hell. But, and it is a big but, I know it's a... the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Jesus offers you a gift instead of the consequence. I'll say that again. Jesus offers you a gift instead of the consequence. Amazing. Amazing. I'm moved, and I'm sure you are, when we think about all the sacrifice all the men and women have paid for the freedom that we have in this country. People have even paid the price of their own lives so that we can walk in freedom in this country. A price we'll probably never know or understand. But the least we can do is protect what they fought for and walk in the freedom that they fought for. In the same way, Jesus paid the highest price for our freedom. It cost him everything. So what's the solution? Heart transplant. Jesus exchanges your heart of sin for his heart of righteousness. He takes away everything wrong with you and gives you his perfection, his righteousness, right standing with God. It only takes a second. You don't have to wait months and months for a heart to be ready. It's ready and available. It's amazing to think about, really. As it is impossible for man to donate his heart without dying, because you only have one, it was impossible for God to donate his heart without dying for you. You know, so Jesus died so we didn't have to. He offered his heart, and he does today. So the finger that was pointed at us no longer points at us, but it's pointed at the cross and what he did. Accept Jesus today and receive the forgiveness of your sins. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." There's no other way. There's no other way you can get to heaven. No other religion, no other idea or theory that can get you to heaven. No other way you can be made right with God unless we come to Jesus and receive his forgiveness. Choose Jesus and live a different life today. A life empowered over your circumstances. Just in case you haven't got a clue what I've been talking about, somebody summarized it like this. God loves me. I've sinned. Jesus died for me. I need to decide. Think about that. Who's ever pressed this snooze button on their alarm? I think we have. Yeah, I'm guilty of that. There is something called the snooze button effect, and I don't know if you've heard about it, and I'm going to quote this. This so-called snooze button effect causes people to actually believe in the illusion that 9 minutes more of sleep will actually make a positive difference. The problem with this is that 9 minutes isn't enough time for you to fall into a beneficial sleep stage. Therefore, all you're really doing is deliberately allowing your sleep to be interrupted. The snooze button effect is really just a form of procrastination. Think about it. We put off things because we don't feel like doing it at the moment. That's true, isn't it? The same thing goes for hitting that snooze button. We hit it because we don't feel like getting up at the moment. Although hitting the snooze button seems like a small thing, it will have a bad effect on your life. The body might be telling you to sleep more, but what you really need to do is wake up. And you can push the snooze button on God today and ignore the problem, but what you really need to do is wake up. You know, in the real world, we can ignore the doctor's diagnosis and the condition will worsen. It's important that we act on what he says and what he recommends. Choose Jesus now. Ask for forgiveness. Accept his heart. You really need to. I'm just going to finish in prayer, so if you could all close your eyes. Thank you. Jesus, I thank you that for a real problem, you brought a real solution. And Lord, and I thank you that you fought for our freedom, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for the answer today, the answer to life's problems. And Lord, I pray for a response, that the snooze button won't be pushed, but it would be, the alarm would stop going, and that people would wake up to the reality of you and your solution for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
This completes the message. Thank you for listening. If you would like any further information on Kingdom Faith Southwest, please contact us on 01823 664 186 or overseas visitors 0044 1823 664 186 or log onto our website at www.kingdomfaithsw.com.